looking for the best news in talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable. Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, 811 News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Good to have you with us. If you've never listened to this show before, get ready. We go fast. I try to include everybody, but, you know, when I used to teach, I would pace and talk fast, back and forth, side to side, moving my arms, drawing on the board, talking fast, and people slow down. I'm like, no, listen faster. You know, so there you go. That's my philosophy. Or, you know, listen again. You can always listen to the podcast. We put all the shows up on the podcast page at newsradio923.com or at the News Radio Pensacola app, which is very easy to use. PJ is doing a really good job this morning of putting all the podcasts up, including the one we did earlier. In the 6 o'clock hour, about halfway through, we did a whole conversation about the status of ESE education in Escambia County. What you'd call special needs kids, okay, maybe historically. A woman came to talk, who's a teacher, came to talk to the school board about how bad things are right now, and she did not mince words, and it was very eye-opening, and I had lots of teachers text me and say it's even worse than you know, and so we talked about that quite a bit in that time frame. So if you want to go back and listen to that, I feel very inadequate at my ability to cover a lot of education topics just because, you know, learning about them is so difficult and every school is different and every category is different. But I felt like that needed to have some attention brought to it. So we did. For now, let's talk about property tax reform. You know, of course, the governor has called to in some form or other eliminate property taxes. He presumably means only eliminating the residential, you know, ad valorem property taxes that you pay on the house you live in, not on a rental property you might own. I don't really understand that one. Like, if the philosophy is that you should not, the objection, and I agree with the objection, you know, why should you have to continually rent your house from the government? We call it property tax, but that's what it is. It's a lease from the government. If you don't pay it, they take it away. Or somebody can buy it from you. 3 years, right? That's philosophically problematic. Why is it different for a home you own that's a rental? And full disclosure, you know, we have a rental. So, I mean, you know, I don't want to act like I'm disinterested party in this. But why, you know, why is it so different for the one you own? Because, or for the rental? Because same problem, it's still your property, even if you don't live in it. You're still paying rent to the government to own it. And it's not like the affordability issue isn't affected because the people living in it, the rent is based on paying the property tax. So the property tax gets paid. That means the rent is higher than it would otherwise be if you had some kind of a property tax relief for the rental, right? So I don't get exactly the slice between the property you live in and the property that you rent out. Or, you know, I mean, I guess you could make the argument that the commercial endeavor, but again, why do you have to rent your business from the government every year? Like, it's a weird tax, okay? So we've got eight different proposals that have been offered in the Florida House, and they are of varying degrees of severity or intensity, if you prefer that term. So far, it looks like the House is only moving on four of them. The other four are apparently not going to get heard. The ones that were not taken up would have been the gradual phase-out of all non-school homestead taxes over 10 years. Honestly, that one kind of makes sense to me because it's a very gradual approach. But okay, you know, because the problem is that if you take away property taxes, then what do local governments do? What do counties and cities do since they depend so heavily on that revenue? Increase the homestead exemption on non-school taxes. That was one that's not really taken up. So your house is less and less taxable because you get to exempt more and more of the value of your house. Limit the allowed Save Our Homes increase in taxable value to 3% over 3 years, so a percent a year instead of 3% per year, which I think it's 10% on rental properties instead of 3% each year. And then that one's not taken up. And then require 2/3 votes by local governments to increase any tax rates. What would be interesting about that is I wonder if they would include the non-rollback rate, you know, whether that would, because the state classifies that as a tax increase. That one's interesting, too, 2/3 vote to do that. But the ones they are taking up, apparently, or that have moved forward. One would be to eliminate non-school homestead taxes for homeowners over the age of 65. Well, you know, great help for them, but what does that do for me at 54 or you at 32 or whatever? You know, I mean, any of us shouldn't be renting our home from the government. Create an additional $100,000 homestead exemption. So that wouldn't be the gradual or the dramatic. That would be the big chunk out. So if your home has currently got, say, $80,000 of exemption on it, it would be, you know, $180,000 of exemption. And then also the ability to transfer the full value of accumulated Save Our Homes benefits to new homes. I'm so torn on the Save Our Homes exemption, and here's the reason why. Not only is it weird for me to have to rent my house from the government, the weirdest part about it is that in an effort to try to make it easier on people to avoid their property taxes going up dramatically, you know, that's that 3% per year max increase. If your property value goes up, your taxable base does not go up more than 3%, which, you know, that's a nice thing to the citizen. But that means in practice that if I live in my home for 10 years and, you know, I have, say, $200,000 of surplus value in my home that's not being taxed, and somebody buys the house next to me and it's their first home, let's say, or they come here from out of state, it doesn't matter. They're paying two or three times as much property tax as I'm paying on the same exact house next door. I mean, come on, that's crazy. Like, you can't justify that. That's nuts. That is completely capricious. So as an outcome, that can't be right. So we'll get to the one proposal that got featured in the story I was reading about this yesterday. We'll come back to this in a second. John Pickens is out today. He'll be out tomorrow and Friday, also back on Monday. PJ is very capably filling in for him with Traffic on the Fives.
Traffic is brought to you by Barbary Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the best of the Bay winner Barbary, 477-8782. Looks like there's a vehicle crash North Avis Highway at Scenic in Pensacola. There's a roadblock associated with that, and that's also causing delays US 90 over the Escambia River. Pine Forest seen some minor delays between 9 Mile and I-10. Also, a vehicle crash Sorrento Road at Inner Rarity. They're saying the roadway is clear. I'm PJ with your traffic on the Fives.
People are telling me that at Scenic Highway, a BMW tried to take on a cement mixer. And neither one really won, apparently. But the problem is they don't know how to move the cement mixer. Because, I mean, it's a big girl. Okay, that's a hard thing to do. Hey, if you are dealing with a student who is struggling with math, and it's so common. I mean, it really is. It's a challenging thing to be able to teach math effectively to all the different learning styles, to all the different people who may or may not get this way of understanding it or that way of understanding it. I mean, it's a challenge. Okay, so a lot of kids struggle with math. Sometimes they struggle completely. Sometimes they're just missing a piece. Sometimes it's they're doing good until they get to algebra and then, oh God, you know, like all of that is normal. Well, it can be fixed, too. It's normal to fix it, too. Mathnasium, I have dear friends who own Mathnasium locally. They do a great job. I mean, really, my son taught at Mathnasium for a year. So, you know, we believe in math in my family. And he taught there and, you know, loved it and had a, you know, great time. And what he liked was seeing kids learn. I mean, it was really interesting to him. So what you do, the first step is you go for a free assessment. You take the kid in, they take a little test, and it'll help the Mathnasium experts figure out, well, what exactly is missing here? You know, is this across the board? Is this a couple of pieces? What do we need to do? And then they'll form a plan to, you know, solve the problem. They'll help your kid learn to be able to do well. It's hard to like things you don't do well. Learn to be able to do well and then eventually to like it. 94% of parents report an improvement in their child's math skills and understanding. 90% see an improvement in actual school grades. I mean, that's pretty impressive. Like I said, the assessment is completely no cost. Go stop in next to Marshall's in the Fresh Market Shopping Center at 9th and Airport, or just, you know, look them up online at Mathnasium. 819 on News Radio 92.3. Back to this conversation about property tax relief. The eighth, or the more significant, probably the one that's going to pass, if any of them pass, this one I would think would be it. This is the one that would just be a straight elimination of non-school homestead property taxes. So you live in it, you don't pay property taxes. That's HJR 201. These HJR, because of the joint resolution, once they approve it, if the governor signs it, it goes on the ballot. We have to ratify all of these at 60%, right? So these are still going to be dependent on the public's vote. But, you know, how many people are going to vote against a property tax reduction? Yeah, you know, these are going to pass 80, 90%, unless they're so confusing that nobody understands them. Here's the part of this that I don't like. The part of this that I think is disingenuous, dishonest, misleading. I'm really frustrated about the way this is being presented by the Republicans, who are my party, who I like the idea that they're getting rid of property taxes. But I also am a realist, and local government needs money. And if you take away billions and billions of dollars of local government money, well, guess what? That's cops and potholes and firefighters. You know, that's the stuff that suffers. The basic operating mechanism of government won't be funded properly. So one state representative, Monique Miller, Palm City Republican, she's a sponsor of HR 201. She says if we took $14 billion away from local governments, which they're saying is the amount that they would say save property tax payers, residents, you know, homesteaders, $14 billion in 1 year. She says even if we took away $14 billion from local governments, we'd still be $3 billion over spending levels from 2020. We have a huge spending problem. And this has been the line from the CFO, this has been the line from the governor, is that, you know, everybody's spending so much more money, it's outrageous. Okay, hold on. I can do math too. So it's not enough to just say the city of Pensacola budget now versus then, or the county of Escambia budget now versus then. Because if you listen, what has been the screaming rally cry of Republicans, certainly under Biden, and generally about the economy? Inflation, right? Inflation has been massive. And if you listen to any of the interviews that we do with, you know, county and city leaders, you know that the cost of everything is high. The stuff that they have to pay, labor cost is high. Hey, we gave the firefighters a raise. Cool. That costs money. Hey, we gave the cops a raise. Cool. That costs money. Fire trucks are, God, what, $2 million these days? No. Is that right? I want to say half a, no, it's high. It's half a million at least, but they're really expensive. Dump trucks are expensive. The diesel's expensive. The trash bins are expensive. Like, you know, repairing a pothole is expensive. Everything's expensive. Laying pipe for connecting your sewer to your septic or connecting your system to a sewer instead of your septic. Very expensive. Everything costs a lot. And it costs a lot more than it used to. And it takes longer to get than it used to. And we're scrounging to try to find, you know, the demo model on the ambulance instead of buying a brand new one because, you know, the firefighters in New York didn't want their trucks, so we'll take them, or their ambulances, so we'll take, you know, that kind of stuff. So has government spending gone up in the last several years? Oh, yeah. But why? Well, one reason is their allegation is irresponsible spending. Okay. Find it. I mean, seriously, find it. Because the examples they gave, and remember, the Doge report in Florida still has not come out, if it even exists, if it ever will. We were promised we'll justify our claims with numbers. So far, silence, right? So, okay, I'm pretty skeptical. But let's take it as it is. You got all of this increase in spending. What has been the increase in price since 2020? Well, generally speaking, across the board inflation, the net from 5 years ago is 25%. So, what cost you $1,000 in 2020 costs you $1,250 today. I would say based on things like housing or, you know, other, it's more in some sectors, right? The price of beef, for example, it's, you know, three times, whatever. Okay, but let's say across the board, 25%. What? Okay, how much has spending gone up? Well, if you look, and there's all different ways of measuring this, but if you look, in Florida, it's generally gone up about 35%. 35 versus 25 doesn't seem really off to me. It's more than 25, but it's not that much more. Oh, but wait. Does Florida have the same number of people we had in 2020? No. We have had an 8% population growth from 21.5 million to 23 million. And guess what? If you compound, that means multiply, 8% on top of 25%, do you know what that turns out to be? 35%. So you got 8% more people, you got 25% greater cost, you multiply those together, 1.25 times 1.08 times whatever, you get a 35% increase just to keep even, right? And that's, you know, I mean, like think of Escambia County trying to make do on not having the same number of people mow the ponds, which is always a problem because we have a lot more ponds and we have a lot more roads because there are people coming here and it costs more to each do each one. So if you actually look from 2020 to 2024, county totals, $21 billion to $31 billion, it's about a 40% increase. It's right on track. All spending across all municipalities went from in 2019, $35 billion to $48 billion in 2023. This is in Florida. That's a 37% increase. Diesel's a net 32% increase. Highway construction's a net 39% increase. I looked at a chart that had a lot of different categories of this. The point is it's right on track. So instead of these grand statements of incompetence by all of your local elected officials, which of course might be true in cases, but stop waving the big dollar sign wand around and saying that they're stealing your money and misusing it, and do me the favor of treating me like I can do math, which they're not, and explain to me where the local government is going to come up with $14 billion across the state of Florida if you eliminate property taxes, which I support. But you've got to find the money somewhere, and just claiming they're all incompetent as if it's an election gimmick will not cut the mustard with me or a lot of other people who are asking these questions these days. 825 on News Radio 923-437-1620. As always, feel free to disagree with me. You are entirely encouraged to do so. PJ's got traffic on the fives.
Still working that vehicle crash North Avis Highway at Scenic in Pensacola. They're saying there's a roadblock associated with that that is slowing things down. US 90 over the Escambia River Bridge. Also, Pine Forest, minor delays between 9 Mile and I-10. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
By the way, that's my party Republicans are treating me like I'm stupid, and I'm tired of it. I'm really, really tired of it. Hey, if you need a roof either repaired or replaced, Quality Roofing Solutions can take care of that for you since 2006. Brian Ward, 19 years, 10,000 roofs. They warranty them with a lifetime warranty because they can, and it's good quality work. And they're just there to help you do it right. You know, when I was first being approached about whether I would do ads for them, I asked my wife, what do you know about them? She said, well, they're a 4.9 on Google. That's pretty good. I'm like, yeah, that's ridiculous. And she said, whenever on Nextdoor people ask the question, who should do my roof, there's always two or three companies given, and they are always on that list. That says something. They invest in local charities. They support Arc Gateway. They support youth sports a lot. They, you know, work with financial literacy education, used to in the Santa Rosa County School District. And they just kind of do it like it's supposed to be done. They talk to you like a person. They'll answer your phone call. They'll, you know, walk you through it and not treat you like you're supposed to understand this stuff that is outside your wheelhouse. And, you know, they know your people and they want to take care of you. That's it. QualityRoofingSolutions.com, 777-0961.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary, and you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Banakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Banakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Banakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Banakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, call Banakis & Associates. Now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Banakis & Associates. Leave the numbers to the experts.
That's my timer letting me know that it's time to check the slow smoke barbecue at Sonny's. It's also a reminder that it's time to book your holiday party or catering. We love to serve your business or organization a delicious prime rib to celebrate all your hard work with catering from our four locations serving the greater Pensacola area. We also have banquet rooms at our Navy Boulevard and 9th Avenue locations. And speaking of the holidays, give the gift of barbecue and a convenience of a gift card. Sweet and smoky ribs sure do make a mess of those Christmas stockings. Go to sonnysbarbecue.com to find your nearest location and all the details on our holiday catering services.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida, brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
This is Nikki at Wild Greg Saloon wishing you a safe holiday season. Remember, please don't drink and drive.
This is Matt Farmer from Wave Men's Health, and I'd like to wish everyone a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Hi, this is Motisha with Trustmark Bank wishing you a joyful and magical Christmas filled with love, laughter, and cherished moments.
Hey, this is Dick Alpeyard from Alpeyard Duncan McCall wishing everyone a wonderful holiday season, and we love working with our friends from Cat Country.
All of your local news and talk from dependable host Andrew McKay on your morning drive with Pensacola Morning News 5 to 9 on News Radio 92.3.
The sea was angry that day, my friends. Like an old man trying to send back soup in a deli.
I love George. mustard so much. Did I say cut the mustard? Am I 80? Did I? I had several people text me about that. Can't nail Jello to the wall either. Okay, all right, I don't know. Well, David, I did not give you any time to do a story, so you'll just have to wait for a couple of minutes. But I'm sure it'll be good, worth the wait. David Wayne will be up next after Fox News with your local news.
I'm Therese Crowley, knocking on doors in Minneapolis. Mayor Jacob Frey warns the city's 80,000 Somalis that 100 federal agents are conducting raids for illegal Somali migrants amid a huge corruption scandal where $1 billion of Minnesota taxpayer money was diverted to Somalia. Frey claims three-quarters of its Somalis are legal migrants and due process will be violated. Border Czar Tom Homan insisting to Fox.
There's going to be an increase of activity up there, and we're going to hold people accountable. We're going to enforce the law. Without apology.
AOC on the progressive take on affordability, not enough to swing Nashville from its red roots. Conservative former Army helicopter pilot Matt Van Epps wins the special election to Congress by nearly 9 points. Progressive rival Afton Bain says they'll be back.
Tonight is not the final result of what we wanted, but it is the beginning of something so powerful in Tennessee and across the South.
America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now, cloudy. It's a cold start to our day. We've got 38 degrees right now, and we'll get to our full forecast with Brooke Richardson and Channel 3 in just a few minutes. The Northwest Florida Water Management District wants $25 million from the state to clean up local waterways. The agencies identified problem areas in 7 watersheds across the region, and that includes 11 Mile Creek in Perdido Bay and Carpenter Creek in Bayou Tahar in Pensacola Bay. Program officials say smaller projects are just easier to manage. The district's board will vote on their plan December 10th. If it's approved, officials plan to ask lawmakers for the money when the legislature meets in January. A Milton man says false accusations about threatening an umpire with a gun have ruined his life, even though those charges against him have now been dismissed. Jerry Land was accused of threatening to shoot an umpire at the Pace Sports Complex back in April. This was after he was ejected from a youth baseball game.
I couldn't sleep, couldn't eat, didn't do nothing. You know, my self-esteem was just gone.
And that's Land speaking about this whole ordeal. He did admit to telling the umpire, quote, "You're not going to like me at all," as he was escorted out. But he denied mentioning a gun. The 64-year-old says he's been harassed in public and doesn't ever plan to coach again. He's demanding an apology from the Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office and the Pace Athletic and Recreation Association. Well, if you speed through school zones and Gulf Breeze, you might get a ticket in the mail. The city council there approving the first reading of a new speed camera program. Final approval on that's expected next month. City manager Sam Abel says if you do get one of those tickets, there will be a fine, but it won't hurt your license.
This ticket, it's $100, but it does not, you know, go on anybody's license. And so, you know, again, it's about deterring.
Abel says the cameras would ticket drivers going more than 10 miles over the posted speed limit in a school zone. Police would have to review every citation before those tickets are mailed out. The Pensacola Beach Lighted Boat Parade has been pushed back a week due to rain. The parade was scheduled for this Friday. It's now scheduled for Friday, December 12th. And the boats will sail from Sabine Marina through the Santa Rosa Sound and past the boardwalk. Following the parade, there will be fireworks, and Santa will be on hand to greet kids at the Quiet Water Shell. You can check out the Pensacola Beach Chamber Facebook page for updates on that event. Florida lawmakers are considering 4 constitutional amendments that would reduce property taxes. It's setting up a fight between state leaders and local governments. Community officials say those cuts would force cities to raise fees or scale back public safety funding. Representative Toby Oberdorf downplayed what the overall effect would
be. New hookup fees, all those types of things are certainly, in my opinion, going to outweigh any costs that may, in fact, be lost, quote unquote, by this particular House joint resolution.
And critics also caution that lowering property taxes could affect the state's credit rating. The governor, though, says taxpayers shouldn't feel like they're paying rent to the state just to stay in their own homes. It's 8:35 at News Radio 92.3, and PJ's got a look at our traffic on the fives.
Traffic's brought to you by Bell's Florida. Shop Bell's Florida this holiday for gifts for the entire family. Up to 60% off everything holiday ready and apparel and accessories. Bell's Florida, family owned for 110 years and counting. They're still working that vehicle crash North Davis Highway at Scenic Highway in Pensacola. They're saying there's a minor roadblock that is causing some minor delays. US 90 over the Escambia River. Also, Pine Forest seen some minor delays between 9 Mile and I-10. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, PJ. 37 degrees. We've got cloudy skies. Your next news in 30 minutes. Breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. And taking a look at your money now this hour. Well, what an untimely time to lose my my internet connection. I apologize. It's 8:35, but I don't have the current market opening prices due to a sudden loss in internet connectivity. But I do still have a couple of headlines that I can give you here. AI startup Anthropic is in the early stages of launching an initial public offering. The company that makes the Claude chatbot has now started working with a law firm that handled IPOs for companies like Google and Lyft. The Anthropic IPO could reportedly happen sometime next year. Nearly 203 million people in the U.S. shopped between Thanksgiving and Cyber Monday. Now, that's according to a survey that was released on Tuesday from the National Retail Federation and Prosper Insights and Analytics. The number is higher than the 197 million bargain seekers that shopped during the same time last year. Actually, it's the highest since the NRF started doing its tracking back in 2017. The ADP employment report is scheduled to be released later this morning. And that's expected to show about 42,000 jobs added for November, down just a couple thousand from the month prior. Weekly jobless claims data follows. That'll be released tomorrow. Well, it's 8:37, and we will get you those numbers here as soon as our internet connectivity is restored in the newsroom. Your next news at 9, breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
The holidays keep getting bigger and better at Daryl Sewing of Pensacola. Daryl Sewing is the largest sewing machine dealer in the Pensacola area. Their holiday sale is happening now with 25% off of a number of Bernina and Burnett accessories, including a special offer on select Burnett machines. Financing is available. Find the perfect stocking stuffers for the sewer or crafter on your list. Daryl Sewing, 6705 North Davis Highway between Creighton and Burgess. Online at sewingandpensacola.com. For almost two decades, Bella Magazine has been celebrating the women of the greater Pensacola community. The tradition continues as Bella Magazine brings print to radio every month on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Tune in tomorrow at 9 to hear latest health and wellness, philanthropy, stories on local businesses and women, fashion and beauty, home and garden, food and wine, travel stories, and more. That's the Bella Magazine Show, tomorrow at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Exciting news! The News Radio Pensacola app has just been updated with a fresh new look. Now it's easier than ever to stay connected with our community. Check the weather. Get instant access to local news stories.
The city appears to be ready to...
Engaging podcasts and various streaming options. All at your fingertips. Whether you're at home, on the go, or anywhere in between, our app keeps you informed and engaged. Download the updated News Radio Pensacola app today. From News Radio 92.3. Informative. Local. Dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, we are all just dealing suddenly with the loss of internet in our house, so sorry, we're kind of dealing with that slight catastrophe because, you know, we do sort of depend on it. So question of the day, 437-1620, 437-1620. How often do you rearrange your furniture, if at all? Are you a set it and leave it for 30 years kind of person, or once a month you have a hissy fit and you decide to change things? I mean a creative inspiration, and you decide to change things up. 437-1620, 437-1620. PJ, you're up first. I don't know if it'd be you or your wife or whatever, you know, but how often do you rearrange your furniture?
Hardly ever.
So how long has it been the way it is?
Well, we moved to Pensacola 3 years ago. Haven't changed it. So we don't change it a whole lot.
Okay. Same in your previous life that in other places you get a design and you just...
It's a pain in the butt to move
it. It is. Stuff around. It is a pain. It is. So PJ is a firm anti-change vote. Meg? You got to put her mic on.
Good morning. For me, it's kind of funny. Now that I have not thought about this, and I move in and we get everything kind of settled in and it fits. And occasionally we'll move a lamp or a table, but the basic setting of where the couch is, say, in the living room, where the dining room table sits, that really doesn't change.
Yeah, I am largely the same. It's kind of funny. I was thinking back to when I was a bachelor. You know, like a bachelor's a thing you say in a different tone of voice. Like back then, you know, how did I do things, if at all, differently? And I would sometimes, but what happens is, like a couch, there's only really one or two places in the room a couch will go.
It's really true.
You know, there's not a lot of alternative. And if you're like me, you've got the big stereo set up. And so, man, all those wires are a pain. And once you get them right, you don't want to mess with something.
Is your whole room centered around the TV now?
Ours is a weird one because we have a kind of a dining room / living room that's a very big open space. And in my case, I'm afraid to tell anybody about this because I might start some marital fights. But in my case, my wife did me one of the greatest favors she ever did me, and she permitted me to put a 7-foot bar size pool table in my living room.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. Wow. I know. A lot of debt accumulated on one side over that decision. So we have, you know, the pool table and then the sectional, which faces the TV. And then at the other end of the room, which is like it's a very long room in this way, is her kind of work table / the dining room table. And there's no alternative here. Like, there's no other way we could do it. And well, besides, it's just such a pain, you know? So,
ever thought of getting rid of the pool table? I mean, do you use it every day?
Meg, at one point, I called you a friend. And,
jeez. You really play pool every day?
This is getting to be uncomfortable. I do not like how this is going. No, I don't play every day. That's the problem.
I'm coming over to your house after
to get my pool table? Yeah. All right. I'm not selling it to you.
I just find it fascinating.
No, it's
a whole other side of you.
You know, I used to play a lot in college, semi-professionally, and then anyway. So she did a very sweet thing for me. The point of the story is not how pool, you know, I have a pool table that doesn't get used enough.
Oh, I think it is.
The point of the story is how there's no alternate layout that works in our particular case. So 4-3-7. Oh, the internet's working again. David, are you seeing the internet working again? I'm just so happy that
decorate it for Christmas?
They fixed the internet, apparently, so that's good news. Do we decorate for Christmas?
No, David? The pool table.
Okay, I lied. Some of the internet is working, some of it's not working.
He's avoiding the question.
But I'm getting texts. That makes me so happy.
See how he's avoiding the question?
I don't avoid questions ever.
Yes, he does.
What did you want to know?
I want to know, do you decorate the pool table for Christmas?
Are you high?
It's in the middle of the living room.
Because then I wouldn't be able to play it. And
okay,
even if I
then
wouldn't play it, I want to be able to play it.
You know, put little lights on the side or some holly or something.
I love you so much. You're such a contrast with me. I love it. All right. Oh, and Text Groove is apparently working. So yay. Yay. We are getting text back and forth. So I don't know whatever else on the internet is broken right now, but somehow I am getting your text. So 437-1620. Are you somebody who changes the furniture or not? Somebody here says, I set it and I leave it. And I think what happens is you might, if it were, it's kind of like the new person at work syndrome. You know, you see things that are crazy at work and you would change them the first couple of weeks and then eventually it's just the way it's always been. I think it's like that with furniture. After a while, you can't even imagine it being different. David, you look very eager to get in on this. Are you? You're looking at me with plaintive eyes.
Well, this is it's a very interesting conversation.
Oh, okay. All right. What do you got? Are you you and Kelly change it up, or are you the same thing for the years?
This causes a lot of strife in the Wayne household.
Yes.
Because I am a set it and forget it kind of guy. You know, like, look, there's, like you said, there's one way that it works, and any other way is just it's a heresy. You know, you can't do it.
Right. And once you get used to it, I mean, changing is going to be everything is going to not work for a while.
But
because you're going to kick stuff, you're going to shin stuff, you're going to forget where it is. The dog's going to run into the couch because it used to be an open space right there. Well,
so about 6 months ago, though, I come home from work and everything has been rearranged while I was gone. Dear.
The involuntary rearrangement.
Ah, yeah.
Forgiveness and not permission. All right.
Ooh.
And at the risk of offending Kelly, was it better or not as better?
Don't answer that question.
I don't particularly like it because you get window glare on the TV.
Okay, all right.
I told you not to answer that question.
That's the value to us of multiple voices that may be the anti-value to you tonight when you get home. All right, David, thank you so much.
I was trying to help
for
you,
the
David.
Input. She was, you know, the wisdom of the woman there. Okay, 437.
Check out that pool table.
1620. Only if we're playing for money. Hey, if you're 64 turning 65, or you are retiring, or just you have questions about Medicare, whatever the case may be, I've got a really good friend. I've known her a long time, as long as we've lived here, all 11 years, Ricky Stewart. She can answer those questions. Her family does insurance. She does this one part. So if you got questions about supplement or Advantage or Medicaid or prescription drugs or what are these words? I'm very confused by the Medicare, Medicaid. Sounds like the same thing. Is it? It's not. But, you know, if you don't understand, ask her. She's very good at explaining. She's very patient. She talks much slower than I do, which is everybody. 341-2185, or look her up online at insuredbyricky.com. If I were 64, I would definitely be calling her about this. All right, we got PJ sitting in for John Pickens today with traffic on the fives.
Still working that vehicle crash North Davis Highway at Scenic in Pensacola. They're saying there's a roadblock associated with that. There's also a new accident that just popped up. It's a little bit further back, just before you get to the Escambia River Bridge on US 90. Our vehicle crash and another roadblock there as well. So just use caution as you're going through that area. Pine Forest, minor delays between 9 Mile and I-10. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, PJ. If you're thinking about that next vehicle, Frontier Motors has an outstanding selection of good quality used cars. In fact, you know, when you go there, what you know is it's a car that's going to have been probably owned by one person, maybe two, okay, 1 year to 3 years, 10 to maybe 30 or 40,000 miles. Good prices, a lot of value, a lot of miles left in that car. They warranty everything they sell up to 100,000 miles or 10 years because they know it's good stuff that they're selling. And then they want you to come back. And I mean, that might sound like a simple thing, but a lot of used car places, the approach is we want to get you this time. And it feels that way. And it's not pleasant. And you know when you've left that you probably don't really want to come back again. At Frontier, it's the exact opposite. They want you to feel like you got a great deal forever. They want you to feel like you got great professional treatment forever so that when you're ready for the next car, that you want to come back to them. It's all how they do business. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years. Behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway, be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. All right, back to the text, 437-1620, the question of the day. Meg gloating because she thinks she got me, which is fine. It's allowed. It's encouraged on the pool table that I brought up.
I'm not gloating just because that's what you would do.
I can't imagine putting Christmas lights on my pool table. That's just, no. Anyway, the question of the day is, do you rearrange your furniture? If so, how often? And I will say, in our house, it is rarely. I'm the one who has to do it and then reattach things to the walls, you know, because kids climb, whatever. I think my general answer on this is, if you're going to rearrange, it's going to be because it's not working or because you've added something that makes it not work, and you're going to find that out right away. You're going to know within the first week or two once you've acquired, or it's because you've acquired or something like that. But if you haven't changed furniture, if it's there for a month, it's there for 10 years. I mean, I think most people are kind of that way. 437-1620, somebody says, I never change it. Somebody says, Tammy says, a Christmas tree grows up and I move a few things around, but that's the only time. Somebody says, I had a friend with a pool table in their living room and they actually played pool a lot. I have at times. Okay, I have at times.
A little defensive this morning.
Yeah, no, super, because it's a fair question. And every once in a while, she's like, so we're going to keep keeping that pool table. I'm like, oh. And then I play it real good for like 3 or 4 days. Anyway, let's see. Men set it once and forget it. Women like to make changes with the weather. It drives me crazy. My wife has changed it 3 times this year. Help me. Blink twice if you need help. Once a year to accommodate the Christmas tree. I could see that. Somebody says, you can't move furniture because when you put it somewhere, you put everything on your walls based on where you put your furniture. Oh, good point. A holistic approach. If you move your furniture, you got to move your pictures and everything else, and then you get your holes in your wall, and then you got to repair those, and it's total chaos. We don't move in our house, and that's right. Plus the indentations. I mean,
excuse me?
Well, we're the table. If we have carpet.
Carpet,
we're not tile
carpet.
People.
Oh, carpet. I thought you were talking about the wall.
No, no. So the, you know, where the coffee table is, it's very easy to put it back in its place because you just move it around until it settles into its hole, right? Or the, you know, same for the chairs and same thing for the couch. And if you change, well, first of all, you have the worn and the not worn area.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have the depressed and the not depressed area, you know, in the physical sense, not in the emotional sense. So anyway, let's see. Somebody says, Jake, oh, producer Jake says, the couch and the entertainment center don't move, but the hundreds of plants that we have are constantly being shifted around hundreds. Somebody says, build a room for your pool table, and I'll be happy to play you sometime.
There you go.
All right. My husband also has a pool. How did the pool table become a side topic? my husband also has a pool table taking up my dining room space. It's never been used the entire time we have been married.
Gosh.
You know, the saddest thing. This is really sad. One of the saddest things you'll ever see in your life. I'm speaking from a man's point of view. Maybe some women share this view, but certainly the man's point of view is when you go over to somebody's house and they have a pool table and it has things stored on it.
Mm.
Oh, it's such a... And here marks the utter defeat of everything I ever wanted for in my life.
Wow.
There's things stored on the pool table. Somebody says every 2 years, maybe. It's fun. It's a chance to do the deep clean. All right. And now we've learned, again, so many things about Andrew's psychology. 851 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you need to get any work done on your, I don't know, plumbing, air conditioning, heating, electrical, a generator, maybe it's a repair to a generator, or you'd like one in the first place, Pete and they take care of that stuff. Ever since 1969, they've been doing air conditioning and then heating and then electrical and then plumbing and everything. And started in Panama City, but it's now everywhere from Tallahassee all the way to Mobile and Baldwin County and across the border. I mean, all of that stuff. And right now, they're working on, you know, smart homes. So if you want a smarter, safer home with Peden, there's an $89 smart home consultation. Their licensed pros are going to come design a custom plan that connects your comfort, your security, and your energy savings into a simple system. You can start living smarter with Peden. Find out more at Peden, PEADEN.com.
The holidays mean more travel, more shopping, more time online, and more personal info in more places that could expose you more to identity theft. But LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second. If your identity is stolen, our U.S.-based restoration specialists will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Don't face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or financial losses alone. Get more holiday fun and less holiday worry with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code NEWS. Visit LifeLock.com. Terms apply.
Join the Great Southern Restaurant Group, home to the Fish House, Atlas Oyster House, Jackson's, Angelina's, and Five Sisters, today at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. They'll be discussing Atlas Beverage Class, holiday hours, gift cards, New Year's Eve Restaurant Week, and so much more. Today at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel with Great Southern Restaurants.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
ADX Communications isn't just a company name. It's a home to four great radio stations and the area's most robust digital platform. And we're proud of the successes our local business partners have had, trusting our years of marketing experience.
Hey, this is Chad Brillante, Communications Director at CareerSource Escarosa. And when it comes to reaching job seekers and employers in our community, we look to ADX Communications for digital and radio advertising. Keep up the great work.
Hi, I'm Darren Costello, owner of Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, Fine Wine and Cheeses. I enjoy working with such a great team with the radio station. Dependable, professional, local, and results-driven. ADX Communications.
To have your business become part of our success story, no matter if it's Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, Pensacola's Playlist 94.5, or the area's most robust digital platform, call us today. 850-262-6000. That's 850-262-6000. And let ADX go to work for you.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Yo. You got a gift, my friend. You got a gift.
Well, it started out in a spare bedroom.
Somebody texted me something that really concerned me. We were talking about the property tax thing earlier this hour, talking about the Save Our Homes tax exemption for your homestead and the proposals in the House and how the I think that the Republicans are being profoundly unfair in the way they're describing this and talking about local spending. Even though I am an adamant advocate of eliminating property taxes, I just think, you know, we need to find an alternative way to raise the revenue. Somebody texted me and said that one of the problems that people don't know about with Save Our Homes, that's the tax exemption. You know, it is portable, right? If you move, you can carry it with you. They said when they rebuilt their home after a calamity, after a disaster, they didn't realize that it doesn't apply the same way across the rebuild. And I was looking it up real quick. The way I believe it under it, the way it works is you can keep your Save Our Homes credit, but you have to rebuild within 110% of the original area of the home, square footage of the air of the home. If you rebuild outside of that, you're going to have to pay on the increased square footage, increased value. Now, they said it sounded like they lost their entire Save Our Homes credit. So their property taxes tripled when they rebuilt from $4,000 to $13,000. I'm like, oh my God. And they said they would have never rebuilt or rebuilt the same way if they'd have known that was true. Now, I don't know if maybe they didn't get something they were entitled to, but I don't know the facts enough to say whether that's how it works. If you happen to know, feel free to text me. I'm curious, but man, that'd be horrible. Like you lose your home to a storm and then you rebuild and now your property taxes are three times as much. That would suck. PJ is sitting in for John Pickens. How is it possible that you guys have the same initials but in reverse? That's so confusing in my brain. It's so confusing.
We did that on purpose.
Yeah, I know. Whatever. How are the roads looking, PJ?
Still working that vehicle crash North Davis Highway at Scenic Highway in Pensacola. Still a minor roadblock in that area, so just use caution. Also, another vehicle crash just a little bit further back on US 90 just before you get to the Escambia River. There's a vehicle crash there causing some delays. Use caution. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, PJ. I don't want to do anything big and serious, and I don't want to talk about the drunk raccoon again, although that is a hilarious story. Do you see this story out of Virginia? Raccoon falls through the ceiling tiles in a liquor store, breaks a bunch of bottles, drinks it, and then passes out drunk in the bathroom.
There was a story a while back about a raccoon in Kentucky.
Yeah?
Face down in a dumpster because of the moonshine-soaked peaches that were in the dumpster.
Understandable.
Yeah.
Yeah, understandable. I just think it's hilarious that he ended his rampage in the bathroom face down like some, you know, college student who's had the worst of it on a night of Everclear and Jell-O. And you can see the pictures. The pictures are of the broken bottles in the hall and then of him just passed out all four legs like he got roadkilled, but he wasn't.
Why are the raccoons drinking?
Well,
what happened?
Do you know the stress of being a raccoon? I mean, you know, the social pressure to keep up with the Joneses, to steal extra things, you know, to look good in your mask, you know, other people that dodging cars, you know, being confused for possums all the time. I mean, it's stressful. Plus, you know, the wife's always nagging you. Can we not get a better place? I mean, raccoon life is hard. You know, you can't blame a raccoon for wanting a martini once in a while. But he's not 21. He does not have ID. He can't buy it. 8:58 on News Radio.
I just stepped out for a minute and I come back and you're talking about raccoons. I'm so confused. What happened?
Hashtag raccoon life. A raccoon fell through the ceiling of a liquor store and broke a bunch of bottles and drank the liquor.
I saw it and ended up in the bathroom.
Yeah, that's right. Ended up passed out.
I saw it. Down in the bathroom. Oh, bless his little heart.
Oh, man. He just needs to go to recovery now for 2 years. Let's see. 8:58 on News Radio 92.3. Oh, this is the one. This is the one that I have needed to mention and have not had a chance. Did you know that you can now buy, with a gentle contribution to the Ron DeSantis Political Action Committee, Ron DeSantis wrapping paper for your holiday gifts? I'm not making this up. Listen, I have at times in the past gushed about Governor DeSantis. I still, on balance, he's a very good governor. He's done a lot of things recently that are very misguided. So, Freedom is My Favorite Gift text wrapping paper is your alternative if you do not want to have the Merry Christmas from Ron DeSanta. And it's everything you would think it is. It's a green background with pictures of what look like maybe holiday cups full of hot chocolate and little trees and presents. And then Ron DeSanta waving at you wearing, not even wearing like Santa gear. He's wearing a suit and a tie. That was a missed opportunity. So you can buy your Ron DeSanta wrapping paper just $25 a roll. And then the money goes into his political action campaign to do what exactly, since, you know, he can't run for re-election. We'll see what... Thought I would bring that to your attention. Restore our nation with Ron DeSanta wrapping paper.
Local news every hour and breaking news when it matters most. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.
Republicans are going to have a slightly bigger House majority. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. After Matt Van Epps won a special election in Tennessee, taking a vacant seat that had been held by the GOP.
He's a patriot, a combat veteran. He's going to be a great member of this team, and I cannot wait to administer the oath to him.
House Speaker Mike Johnson also just told Fox.
Democrats put millions of dollars in. They were really trying to set this narrative that there's some sort of wave ongoing. There's not. We just proved that there's not.
Van Epps beat Democrat Afton Bean by 9 points in a district President Trump carried by 22 points last year. Trying to counter the Democrats who keep saying the economy is worse and less affordable, since President Trump took office, he plans to announce later today new fuel efficiency standards aimed at lowering car and SUV prices. Still no end in sight to the war in Ukraine, despite Special Envoy Steve Witkoff and Russian leader Vladimir Putin talking after midnight Moscow time on a peace plan the U.S. is brokering. Secretary